Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking into something pretty concerning in the cybersecurity world. It's a phishing attack called Tycoon 2FA.
Yeah, this one's not your standard phishing email, you know. It's a much more sophisticated approach, specifically targeting Microsoft 365 users.
And the really worrying part, it seems it can actually get around multi-factor authentication, MFA.
Exactly. Which, well, it challenges a lot of our assumptions about security, doesn't it? We rely heavily on MFA as that sort of second layer.
We really do.
And this attack, it forces us to rethink, you know, how we verify identity online. It shows how attackers are getting smarter, finding ways around even established defenses.
Right. So our mission today in this deep dive is to break down how this attack works, understand why it's such a big risk, and crucially, talk about what you can actually do to protect yourself or your organization.
Mm-hmm.
We're basing this on recent reports, especially highlighting the work by researchers at Spider Labs.
Yay.
They really brought this into the spotlight.
They did some great work there.
Okay, so let's jump in. What makes Tycoon 2FA stand out from, you know, the usual phishing stuff we see?
Well, the first really clever bit is how it plays with the URLs.
Mm.
You know how web addresses normally use a forward slash, like HTTPS?
Yeah, standard stuff.
Tycoon 2FA uses a backslash instead. So the URL might look something like HTTPS, example.com.
A backslash. That seems wrong. Like, would a browser even open that? Wouldn't people just think the link is broken?
You'd think so, right. And that's part of the trick. It looks weird to us, maybe, but the key thing is it often slips right past email security filters. They're usually looking for the standard URL format.
Ah, okay.
But modern browsers, they're surprisingly flexible. They often figure out what was intended and, well, they'll still take you to the attacker's page.
So the email gets through security, looks maybe a bit odd, but if someone clicks, it still works for the attacker.
Exactly. The user ends up where the attacker wants them, even with that weird-looking link.
Wow, okay, so a tiny change, a backslash, fools the filters. And I bet the emails themselves look pretty convincing, like urgent account alerts or something.
Oh, absolutely. They often mimic things like account warnings, payment confirmations, security notifications, you know, things designed to make you click without thinking too hard.
Right. So what happens after someone clicks that that backslash link?
Okay, so clicking that link kicks off a whole chain of redirects. It's not a direct jump to the fake page.
Right.
You get bounced through a few different places first. Sometimes these look like legitimate domains, maybe even mimicking Microsoft's own infrastructure.
Trying to build trust, make it seem like a normal process.
Precisely. It's like misdirection. Keep the user feeling secure while they're being led down the garden path.
And the reports also mentioned advanced obfuscation, making the final destination hard to spot.
Yeah, that's another layer. To hide the actual malicious web address from, say, more advanced security tools that might follow redirects, they encode the URL.
Encode it, like put it in code. Sort of, yeah. Think of it like using a secret code for the address. Instead of https.badsite.com, you might see a long string of characters with percentage signs and numbers.
Okay.
Like hxps.googleleads.g.doubleclick.net, pcsclick.adural, followed by something like 68%, 74%, 74, 73%, 73%, 3A%, 2F%, 3F%, and so on. That jumble actually decodes to the real malicious address hosting the fake login page.
So it hides the true destination from automated scanners.
Exactly. Makes it much harder to flag automatically as dangerous.
So let's recap the steps so far. Backslash gets past email filters, redirection chain builds false trust, obfuscation hides the final nasty page. That's pretty thorough.
It is. But the real shocker here is bypassing MFA. How on earth are they doing that? That's the whole point of MFA, right? To stop this kind of thing.
It is. And this is where Tycoon 2FA gets really concerning. It uses something called phishing as a service infrastructure.
Phase. Like renting the tools to do phishing.
Yeah, basically. It lowers the bar for criminals. But the key technique here is called adversary in the middle, or 8.
8M. Okay, what does that mean in practice?
Think of it like setting up a proxy server between you and the real Microsoft login page. When you go to the fake page, which looks identical, you enter your username and password.
Okay, standard phishing so far. They get my password.
Right. But the 8M setup doesn't stop there. The fake site, controlled by the attacker, passes your credentials to the real Microsoft site in real time. Microsoft then says, okay, now I need your MFA code.
From my app or a text message, yeah.
Exactly. And the attacker server sees that prompt from Microsoft and shows it to you on the fake page. So you enter your MFA code.
Thinking I'm giving it to Microsoft.
But you're giving it to the attacker's intermediary server. They immediately pass that code to Microsoft too.
So they have the password and the one-time code.
And crucially, This 8M setup allows them to intercept something even more valuable, the session token.
The session token? What's that?
It's like a temporary digital key.
Mm.
Once you've logged in successfully with your password and MFA, Microsoft gives your browser a token. This token proves you're authenticated, so you don't have to log in again every time you click something in Office 365, right?
Right, it keeps you logged in.
By sitting in the middle, the attacker captures that token right after the successful login. With that token, they can access your account directly, without needing your password or MFA again, until the token expires or is revoked.
Whoa, so they've completely bypassed the MFA protection by hijacking the authenticated session itself.
That's it, exactly. MFA did its job initially, but the attacker grabbed the resulting proof of authentication.
That just turns the whole idea of MFA on its head. So if they have that token, they have full access. What kind of damage are we looking at?
Pretty much anything you can do in your Microsoft 365 account, they can do. Reading sensitive emails, downloading confidential documents, accessing SharePoint sites, financial records, anything.
Yeah.
Plus, they could use your compromised account to launch further attacks, like sending phishing emails to your contacts, making it look like they came from you. The potential fallout is huge.
And the sources mention specific platforms they're using to host these fake sites.
Yes. Spider Labs identified they're using legitimate services like Azure Front Door and Cloudflare Workers.
Wait, using Microsoft's own Azure platform and Cloudflare?
Yeah. These are powerful, legitimate cloud services.
Yeah.
By hosting their phishing infrastructure there, the attackers can make their traffic look less suspicious, and they benefit from the reliability of these platforms. It's abusing trusted infrastructure.
That's bold. Okay, so let's quickly summarize the tech side. Manipulated URLs with backslashes, sneaky redirects, encoding to hide the real destination, and this 8M technique to grab not just passwords, but the session tokens, bypassing MFA, and host it on things like Azure and Cloudflare.
That's the core of it, yeah.
It really paints a worrying picture. How can people or security teams actually spot this? What are the indicators of compromise, the IOCs?
Well, seeing unexpected login prompts originating from domains associated with Azure Front Door or Cloudflare Workers could be a clue. But that's tricky, since lots of legitimate stuff uses them.
Right.
The really distinctive things are those malformed URLs in emails, especially that backslash HTTPS format. That should be a massive red flag.
Okay.
And also those heavily encoded URLs, particularly if they appear after clicking a link that seemed maybe a bit off.
So vigilance on the URLs is key. Knowing these signs helps, but what about proactive defense? What should organizations be doing?
Organizations really need to look at their email security filters. They need to be tuned specifically to detect and block these malformed URLs with backslashes. That's step one.
Make the filters smarter.
Exactly. Then deploying solutions with real-time threat intelligence and sandboxing is important. Sandboxing lets the system click the link in a safe, isolated environment to see where it really goes and what it does, even if it's obfuscated.
Okay, so technical defenses. What about the people, employees?
Training is more critical than ever, but it needs to be specific. Teach people to hover over links, yes, but also emphasize that redirection can hide the final destination. Hammer home the danger of entering credentials on any page reached via an email link.
Never enter credentials after clicking a link. Full stop.
Pretty much. Unless you are absolutely 100% certain, and reporting suspicious emails immediately to IT or security is vital. Don't just delete it, report it.
Makes sense. Anything else on the organizational side, like monitoring?
Yes, definitely. Monitoring authentication logs is key. Look for unusual patterns, successful logins, especially token-based ones, coming from weird locations or at odd times. That could indicate a stolen token is being used.
Okay. And what about for individuals? Maybe managing personal accounts or using work accounts on personal devices? Is the advice different?
The core advice is really the same. Be hypervigilant about those emails and links. That backslash URL, instant suspicion, unexpected login prompts. Stop and think. Never, ever enter credentials on a page you landed on from an email click. If something feels even slightly weird, trust your gut. Don't proceed.
So constant vigilance is the main takeaway for everyone.
It really is.
Okay, this has been quite the deep dive. Let's try and answer some direct questions people might have. Firstly, just to crystallize it, what truly makes Tycoon 2FA different from regular phishing?
It's that combination, really. The clever URL trick with the backslash to bypass initial filters, the sophisticated redirection to look legitimate, the heavy encoding, and the big one, the 8M technique, specifically designed to defeat MFA by stealing the session token. It's multiple advanced tactics layered together.
And the million-dollar question, can my normal MFA setup protect me from this specific attack?
Sadly, for Tycoon 2FA as described, the answer is effectively no. Because it intercepts the process after MFA has done its part and grabs the resulting session token, the standard MFA prompt doesn't stop the account compromise in this scenario.
That's stark. Okay, what if someone thinks, oh no, I might have clicked one of these links. What should they do, like, right now?
Immediately change your Microsoft 365 password. That's number one. Number two, go into your account security settings and revoke all active sessions. This should kill any stolen tokens.
Revoke sessions, okay.
And number three, report it to your IT or security department right away. They need to know to investigate and check for any damage.
Change password, revoke sessions, report it. Got it. Now, this attack focuses on Microsoft 365. Are other services potentially at risk from similar methods?
It's highly likely, yes. The core techniques, especially the 8M approach to bypass MFA, aren't necessarily specific only to Microsoft. Attackers could adapt these tactics to target other major cloud services, other login systems. It's a methodology we'll probably see more of, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. A worrying precedent, then? And lastly, just to credit them again, who uncovered this?
That was the researchers at Spider Labs. Their analysis really broke down how Tycoon 2FA works and provided the details that the security community needed to start building defenses.
Okay. So, wrapping this up, Tycoon 2FA is clearly a major evolution in phishing. It shows attackers aren't just going after passwords anymore. They're actively finding ways around our stronger defenses like MFA.
That's the key takeaway. It highlights that security can't just be one thing, not even MFA. You need layers, good technical filtering, real-time analysis, vigilant users, and robust monitoring. There's no single silver bullet.
No silver bullet. And it does make you wonder, doesn't it? With attacks getting this sophisticated, how does our whole concept of digital trust need to change? Are we going to need fundamentally new ways of proving who we are online in the future?
That's a huge question. Maybe looking more at behavioral biometrics, continuous authentication, more sophisticated device checks. The landscape is definitely shifting.
Something to think about. For now, though, the message is clear. Stay alert, keep educating yourself and your teams, and make sure those security layers are in place and working. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.